When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to the New Books Network.
Welcome to Peoples and Things, a podcast about human life with technology. I'm your host, Lee Vinsel, an associate professor of science, technology, and society at Virginia Tech. You can reach me with comments and suggestions at leevinsel@gmail.com or on Twitter at STS_news. I would love to hear from you.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Peoples and Things, where we explore human life with technology. This is not a typical Peoples and Things episode featuring an interview, but rather a bonus episode exploring two things. First of all, we want to celebrate and explain our new partnership with the New Books Network. And second, we want to give you some idea of what to expect from the Peoples and Things crew over the next year or two. As we mentioned in our episode with historian Joe Trotter, Peoples and Things has now become a part of the New Books Network, which is the largest network of academic podcasts in the world. The network currently has over 17,000 interviews with scholars, experts, and authors. It gets over 2 million downloads per month and is in the top 1% of all podcast networks in the world. We're very excited to be working with the folks of the New Books Network, including its founder, Marshall Poe, and Caleb Zacharin. The network asked us to join a few months ago, and we, members of the Peoples and Things team, took it as a recognition of our work. And there's been a lot of work. It felt good. For the New Books Network, Peoples and Things is a chance to broaden their offerings, and for us, it's an opportunity to reach a much wider audience. We are stoked. The New Books Network supports itself through ad revenue, so you'll be hearing ads in our episodes going forward. But as I said in our Trotter episode, I always assumed that day would come. The Peoples and Things team, however, does not anticipate coming to you and asking for money anytime soon. We're not going to like start a Patreon or something. First of all, I have mixed feelings about tenured professors having Patreons or Substacks and like, makes me feel uneasy. Second, we are very lucky to be supported by Virginia Tech Publishing, Virginia Tech Libraries, and Virginia Tech Center for Humanities. And third, Virginia Tech is a land-grant university, and we can talk about land-grab universities and the problematic aspects of that history, but it is still a mission I believe in. Public education is our job. If you would like to help us, honestly, the biggest thing you could do is recommend our show to your friends. And if I happen to be controversial in your social circles, well, you can make the recommendation behind closed doors. No need to blast it on social media or anything. You can be like, hey, check this shit out. And this brings us to our second point for our little bonus episode here. We want to give you a sense of what to expect from us over the next year or two. In some ways, the best way to get into this is to ask, what is Peoples and Things? Publicly, it has been a podcast, and it always will, first and foremost, be a podcast. That is a commitment and value of ours. The podcast is a place to highlight other people who I think are doing good or strong work in technology studies. And in putting it that way, maybe you can infer that I think a great deal of writing on technology is deeply lousy. Or maybe you know that in some circles, I'm considered to be a grump. I know, I know. But regardless, the podcast is a happy place where we can talk to folks who are doing work that is strong and interesting. Yet Peoples and Things started life as a class that I taught at my former workplace, Stevens Institute of Technology, and it will someday be a class again, both online and here at Virginia Tech. In that course, I draw on a wide variety of academic disciplines to teach students how to think about human life with technology or how society relates to and changes the material world. My approach is centered on the use of technology first and foremost, and it mostly sets aside prominent ways to approach the topic, such as the social construction of technology. At one point, I assumed class materials would eventually become a textbook because the class itself arose from my frustration in not being able to find a primer on the subject. And who knows, maybe it will still become a book someday. Though, I don't know, does anyone read books anymore? Not that clear to me, actually. What you will be getting from us over the coming year, though, is more videos. Not just video versions of the podcast for people who prefer that medium, but standalone videos where I give small lectures, or in some cases, rants or stand-up sets, on a variety of topics. For instance, we have a few videos we'll drop over the coming weeks on hype and the technology bubble we've experienced over the past decade, and on the circular economy. And you'll get videos from us on a variety of other topics. For example, I'm going to do one revisiting a tongue-in-cheek concept I made up called Critihype. And I'll also be putting out one explaining why I no longer teach the social construction of technology other than as a footnote for grad students. Put another way, what you're going to see from us over the coming months is a set of video experiments. Some of the longer videos we may put out on as bonus episodes of the audio podcast, but we will always mark them bonus episode, like this one is. And you should let us know if you like those audio bonus episodes or not. Indeed, we would like to hear from you on any topic, whether it's a request, a complaint, or simply a suggestion of someone else we should interview. Our video experiments are heading towards several ends, but one of them is that at some point we'll begin posting entire video courses on YouTube. The first one will be Peoples and Things, but we'll also hope to do video versions of other classes I have or will be teaching, like innovation and context, the history of the automobile in the United States, qualitative research, and race and technology. We'll see just how crazy we get. Education has always been one of the aims of Peoples and Things. Indeed, one of my goals with episodes has been to create classroom materials for others. I've been very gratified that people are using episodes in precisely that way, maybe especially the episode with Ruth Schwartz Cowan. And you'll see when the Peoples and Things class is released that it is built around several of the interviews. But my producer, Joe Fort, has also been encouraging me and others to think about how media production can be used towards the end of research, not just to share existing knowledge, but to produce new knowledge. And I have taken his admonitions to heart. As some of you know, I have recently begun work on a new book project with the working title, A Good History of Shit Jobs. It's a history of the United States economy since the 1970s, focused on themes like technological change, globalization, and the rise of the service economy, aimed at answering the question, why is it that 40% of American households today can barely afford to make ends meet? I'll be doing the research for the book in a kind of open way, via both podcast episodes and videos. Part of my goal in coming interviews will be to get authors on the record, on topics maybe they only touched on briefly in their written works, or that I'd like to hear more from them on, so that, in the end, I have something to cite in my own work. And I also want to do the project in an open manner so that I can teach my students and others how a science and technology studies research project, or at least a historical one, comes together. So to round up, we are really excited to be a part of the New Books Network. It's a big moment for us. We're grateful for the invitation to join. You should expect many more podcast interviews from us. You should expect some videos, including eventually some classes. And for better or worse, you should expect a lot more on A Good History of Shit Jobs. We are very grateful to our listeners and fans. As always, we'd love to hear from you about anything at all, and we hope that you are looking forward to the things we have coming down the pike. We certainly are. Hey, get excited! Thank you.
you enjoyed this episode of our podcast. Peoples and Things, like most things in this world, depends on the work of many people. I want to thank my brother Jake Vinsel for writing the music for the show. I want to thank my buddy Juliana Castro for designing the logos for the podcast. Check out her work at julianacastro.co. Peoples and Things is a production of Virginia Tech Publishing and is supported by the Center for Humanities and the University Libraries at Virginia Tech. Production activities are hosted in the Athenaeum, a space in the library that acts as a hub for digital humanities teaching, learning, and creation. Joe Fort is the media production manager with Virginia Tech Publishing and serves as producer and sound engineer for Peoples and Things. Mandy Lamb is the production assistant. For information about other podcasts from Virginia Tech Publishing, visit publishing.vt.edu. I also want to thank you for listening. Thanks. Thank you.